back in the early 2000s, a few of us in Letterkenny got together, and we by phone, because we had no social media, we had no way of instant contact, and we had contacted each school around Donegal and the Northwest region to get secretaries involved that we would try to get together. Cut on to then 2004 or 5, we had managed to gather 60 secretaries around Donegal, and we got together and we got unionised at that stage. And it took then to 2007, again without social media, without contact, instant contact, and it took to 2007 for Impact then set up a national school secretaries branch, which meant that all secretaries had access to trade union membership if they wanted throughout the country. And it took quite a while to build up the numbers because, again, of contact. So from that then, in June of 2008, in Letterkenny, the Radisson Hotel, the Donegal secretaries met, and it was the first day of industrial action in relation to the same issues that are being fought today by these girls and men and that are standing for public service status. So that's how long this issue has gone on. The department deliberately blocked any attempts by this group to further themselves. All they want is public service status. They work in a public service building. They support all public services through the daily work that they do, and yet they're not guaranteed, or they don't have privy to any of the status. They're not looking for anything really extra. The pension that they would be seeking would be very little in comparison to other public service staff, because from day one the school secretary and the caretakers' wages were well below what would be expected of anybody to carry out the same work that they're doing within a public service.
And I was speaking to another set of ladies down there, and they did say that you know, you give your life to your job, and whenever it comes to the day that you retire, you're sent off with a bunch of flowers, and there is no pension, there's nothing for beyond that day really.
That's unfairness, and in fairness to every one of us here, I'm sure we all feel the same. We loved the school we worked in, we loved the staff, we particularly loved the pupils. We all got on very well with our staff members, and it wasn't them personally or personally the board of management. Yes, we did get our bunch of flowers, and yes, did gifts from our staff members, which was all very much appreciated. But like that, as I talk personally myself, I walk away with a state contributory pension, and on a one income household, I can assure you it's tough enough to manage. So that's why, stay out, folks, and let the department do the work that should have been done years ago.